Hospitals, assisted living facilities, disability service providers, and dental providers will all benefit from funding that goes toward workforce programs. For hospitals, that means millions of dollars in matching grants for educating and training physicians and nurses. Eric Borgeting is with the Wisconsin Hospital Association.
We've always believed that if you take a Wisconsin kid and they go to a Wisconsin medical school and then they do their graduate medical education training in Wisconsin, there's a better than 85% chance that they will practice here in Wisconsin.
The budget also allocates millions to the Direct Care Workforce Funding Initiative that helps long-term care facilities supplement employee wages. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.